We are learning Masechtas Baba Kama, Daf Ayin Hey Amud Beis, and we are starting approximately 9 lines from the top, where it says Braisa. In any case, we are in the middle of the din of Rabbi Yechanan and Rav Nuna, who limit Rav's halacha. Rav says, if you moed beknas, and then Edom come, you're potter, because you're moed already, you made a place tour. Rav Nuna and Rav Yechanan say, no, not so fast. It depends. Only if you mechayiv yourself do you say you're potter. But if you're not mechayiv yourself, so then you are chayiv, Edom come. So we brought Rav from our Mishnah, now bring Rav from our Braisa. What's the Braisa? Braisa, the time went to the Braisa. Braisa, we had this in Amud Aleph. Ra edim shemash v'shem abom. I wasn't sure it was a Mishnah Braisa. I see it's a Braisa. Itanya. Ra edim shemash v'shem abom. That we see edim that are on the way. V'omar, and the tzaddik says, Ganafti, I stole. He sees edim coming. You know, he sees a good idea. He'll be moedah. Avaloy tevach v'macharti. I didn't shecht or sell. Einim mesham el karen. The loch is, it's a good haidah. You pay karen. That's Tanakama says. Now, lo mani l'misni v'omar ganafti avaloy tevach v'macharti. What if he said, Nisni, Ganafti oy tevachti mecharti. I stole or I shechted and sold it. Say the whole thing. You made the whole thing for the same price. So why doesn't say that case? El hokamash v'lon taima d'omer ganafti who the chayiv atzav karen the potter. We want to bring out this point that only by ganafti there's a chalois that you tour on the haida. Aval omer loy ganafti uva edim sheganav. But if we would say loy ganafti and then the edim said they ganav, because omer tevachti mecharti and the haida was tevachti mecharti, we want to say the most question is let the case say either you moida on the gnevo or you moida tevachti mecharti. He says no. If you're moida on tevachti mecharti when you see edim coming, there you're takav chayiv. So he says, "Avam omer loy ganafti v'avoid them shiganav." Said they stole. V'chazam omer tevachti b'charati. Says, "You know what? I shechted and sold it. Avoid them shtavach amachar lechayiv as mekaren chayiv itak chayiv." So it's meduyik from this brayza alma hoydah the tvicha lav hoydoy. So we rabbi arrive from a mishnah. We arrive from a brayza because the brayza says dafka the case was I said I didn't shecht and I didn't sell. Why can't I say you a case of moedah also? Teretz is kederim moedah doesn't work. Amri, the more is enough. You could have said both cases, Gnafti or Tevach Mecharti, but we're trying to say Gnafti this case. He said Gnafti v'loi Tevach Mecharti. What's the chizur's case? Amri lo, he go for Kamashlon. The Kivan Doma Gnafti, once he's moed by Gnafti, and he parts himself from Kefel, Afa gav Doma loi Tevach Mecharti. He wasn't moed. Uvo Edom Shtavach Mecharti. And Edom come and say that he was Tevach Mecharti. He never was moed. He's still part of Dalvehe. Why? What's Takap Shat for Dalvehe? There's no haidah here. Why put in dalhe? It turns out you stole, and you tavach amacha, and you never moed in tavach amacha. Why chayv dalhe? My timer, because since you raped seven kefil, there's no such thing as the shlumi dal v'gimel. My timer, the shlumi chamisha marachmana v'the shlumi arba v'loy the shlumi shloisha. There's no such thing as 4 or 3. It has to be 5 or 4. And once you knock off the kefil, it knocks down one rung, and it cannot be part of the chiyuv. And that's the chiddush of the brayser. That's the brayser's case. It's saying trying to bring out a point. That even if Edom come and say Tavach Hamachah, he's still going to pay on the Karen. Why? Because he can't pay to Stumei Dalet to Stumei Gimel. So right now we have here the dinner of Rav Nuna, Rav Yechanan, that Moed B'Knas V'Achbo Edom is Potter, but only Potter if you Mechayiv yourself with something. So you want to say, maybe it's a Chalekes Tanoim. Lema Kitanoi. Maybe it's a Chalekes Tanoim. We have it like this. The Brach is like this. Hoy Yishnayim Me'idim Shiganav. There were two Edom saying that he stole. And two Edom said that he shechted and sold it. Huzmu Edom Geneva. If the Edom Geneva become Muzam, which means they're proven that they're liars, then the whole thing is over. Even if you have Gvaldig Kosher Edom, two Rosh Shiva saying they saw him shechted, it makes no difference. You don't have a Geneva, you don't have a Tvicha. Edom Shabbat Maksas Abat Lakula. Once you knock off the Geneva, the whole thing unravels, and it doesn't help you that you have Edom on the Tvicha Mechira, because maybe it's his own. So Edom Shabbat Maksas Abat Lakula. Who's more Edom Tvicha? What if only the Edom Tvicha become Muzam? Who Misham Shum Kefil? The Ganev pays the Kefil because you still have Edom on that. Behein Misham Shum Shloisha, and the Edom Zayim pay the other three. Misham Sumcha Zomru. The Sumcha says cryptic words, and that's where we'll hinge this Tanoi. Misham Sumcha Zomru. Hein Misham Shum Kefil. The Edom pay Kefil. Vehu Misham Shum Shloisha, and he pays three. The par Ushnayim Lail and two Lail. Now, what's Sumcha talking about? Think about this. He's saying the Edom Zayim are paying Kefil, and the Ganev is paying the other three or two. What's going on? What's Sumcha talking about? Hey, call you Sumcha. What's going on? Ilema Reisha. If it's going on the Reisha, where the Edom Zayim were only on the Geneva, that makes sense. It fits under those words, right? The aims are more on the Geneva, not on Tvicha Mechira. So the Tanakhama is at Batu, which is also about the Kula. He's saying, no, the Eidim Zerim pay Kefal, and the Ganim still pay Shloisa. So either my ratio, less than some, because Eidim is about the Kula, how can we say thing? There's no Geneva, there's no Tvicha Mechira. You can't be such a thing. You can't pay if you have no Geneva. There can't be a pshat. There can't be arguing like that. That makes no sense. Vela Asefa. On a Sefer, the case was, only was a Hazama on the Shloisa. So we're saying that the Ganim pays Kefal, and the Eidim Zerim pays Shloisa. So there, it's not, doesn't stem either, Rabbi Simchas, because the opposite. Well, Seifa, Shabbat Kamar Rabbanon, Hu Misham Shum Kefal, Vehim Misham Shum Shushisha, that he pays Kefal and the Edom Zayim pays Shloisha. But it can't be the opposite. It makes no sense. So what's Simchas talking about? El Milsa Chriti Kabinayu. It's something else. There's a different case that we're talking about, that discussing. Simchas has heard something from the Rabbanon, and he's arguing with the Rabbanon on a certain case that's not mentioned in the Braisa. El Milsa Chriti Kabinayu. Keep going. What was the case? The Osu Beitrei, two of them came, Omale Ganafta. They said to Reuven, you stole. Omalu, yeah, you got me, in Ganafti. V'tavachti mecharti, and I also shechted and sold it. So he's made the knas. Miu, loy befneichem Ganafti. It wasn't in front of you. It wasn't in front of you guys. It's true, I stole, but it wasn't in front of you guys. V'aisti sa'ad v'azminu. And taka kachava, Edom came and made these two Edom zoymen. He didn't steal in front of them. Now Balabayas brings Edim. And he brings Kosher Edim that is Gonav Tavach Amacha. So on the Geneva, he's going to pay Kefal. Why is he going to... on the Geneva, the Edim Zerim is going to pay Kefal. Why? Because the Edim Zerim is trying to Mechayev him Kefal. He'll be Chayev Kefal himself also. So what will happen is that the Edim Zerim will pay him Kefal, and he will pay the original owner Kefal. Because here's not how he does. Here, after Edim came, he said, and said Ganafta, he agreed. And even though it's possible Edim, but still, that's not called Haidah. But here, on the Tvicha Mechir, where is Maida, that's the Machlaikis. Sumcha says that he has to pay Shloisha. That's what Sumcha says. Now, Rabban held Yipater. Why? Because Maisi was Maida. The Rabbanon Savri, Avagav, the Haidah, the Gneva, Machmas, Edim, Udukam, Maida, even though the Gneva was Machmas, it's not called Haidah. And your potter, even though Edom came afterwards, because we see from this Rabbanon that he holds, Edom is potter, even when you're not mechayiv yourself anything. Because here you said, Tavach Amacha, you're not mechayiv yourself anything. So since the Haidah Gnev is not in Haidah, so now, do you want to be relying on the Haidah of the Tvicha? That's not Haidah. Why not? Because you weren't mechayiv yourself anything. The first Edim who became Zayimim pay kefal. He pays three lepar and two la'ayil. So we're saying, because what else is pshat and sumchas? It must be sumchas the Rabbana arguing in this machlokes if you say, is potter even by tficha mechira, where you're not mechayiv yourself anything. No. The kuliyam by daughter tvicha lava idahi. Betzem by daughter tvicha is not aida. Aida tvicha is shkin aida. And why we like Ravnuna, Rechon, and say, we're mechayiv is anything, no skin in the game, there's no din aida. Elo, be aida shiat yachal azima kamifigli. It's a different machlaikis about aida shiat yachal azima. We'll give you the case in a second. Kagoin, the osu sadi, Edim came for Omer Legan after and tells Reuven, you stole. Omar, and he says, Luhu, he says to them, you know, you're right. Ganafti, vitavachti, umacharti. I stole, I shechted it, or I sold it. It wasn't in front of you. Elfnei plenty, plenty. It was in front of Shmerel and Barum. I did it in front of them. But I see Sadi. So now the owner knows who they are. I bring Shmerel and Barum here. And so now I'm jumping the gun. He didn't bring them yet. First he brings Edim Sadi Vazminu. Makes these first Edim Zemim. Delayed by Paragon. They didn't steal in front of them. But also plenty, you bring down Shmerel and Barrel, Vasil Bay the Ghana Vitavakamakar. So here the halacha is that we're going Kuliyama, that if Moida of Achabo Edim is potter. So here the shaila is, are you gonna be Chayev over here or not? Here the guy brings two Edim that say they were Ghanav Utavakamakar, and here he was Moida about Tavachti Mecharti, and it's not Haidah. Kuliyam, it's Nishkin Haidah. We're going now, Kuliyam, if Edom come, it's not Haidah. So really, everyone should agree that you're Chayiv, the Gneva you're Chayiv on, because you never were Moidah on. And the word Eim Zayman, the Eim Zayman have to be careful also, but the Gnevi Yechayivam, because you never were more than that. The Tvicha Mechira Yechayivam, because Edom came. And even you were Moida, but Edom come, that's not enough for going out according to Rav Yom, Rav Nuna, Rav Rav Yechanan, that Haidah on Dal Vahe is not enough for Haidah, because we're Mechayiv Yisrael everything. So really you should be Chayiv. So that's Pshat and Sumchus. Sumchus is understandable, because Sumchus says that Edom doesn't pay Kefal, and he pays Tashlum Yishloisha, because Ma'is Edom came. So what's the Mechayiv? What's on the Rabbanon? Rabbanon hold, it's Edus She'i'ata Yochel Lahazim. This Edom that come, these last period, Shemar Barrel come, they are can't be make them Zayim. Why can't make them Zayim? Because the Ganav is Moida, I did it in front of them. If the Baldov is Moida, I did it in front of them, you can't be mazim them. That's the halacha. If you are Moida that you did in front of them and you mention their names, then you can't be mazim them anyway. How come if the Ron Savri to have Edus She'i'ata Yochel Lahazim? If you can't make them Edom Zayim, they're not Edus. And Simchas holds it is Edus. Great Gemara, you can't say that. But Kaimla, the Edus She'i'ata Yochel Lahazim, love Edus. Everyone knows the Edus She'i'ata Yochel Lahazim, you can't make Edus. So Gemara says that about the classic Edus, most tarots would be like this. Classic Edus She'i'ata Yochel Lahazim, Avada he agrees to. What's classic Edus Yochel Lahazim? They say Edus, but they don't want to tell you what time it was, or what day it was. So there, it looks at the line, because they're worried. If they say a time, they're going to be caught. They were on a plane at that time. So therefore, they don't say anything. So that's Yad HaKhazima. But here, it's a different topic, Yad HaKhazima, that Sumchas argues on. So Hanim really hechad liyad v'ezir v'ezishah, the leka is cloud. That's where there's no Edus. Havahachas yudu kamasiyah yaleh. Here, it's a good Edus. Here, if I get it, the guy is being moided to the Edus. He's saying like this. Sumchas is saying the whole reason Edus Yad HaKhazima is no good is because you choshefa sheker, choshefa lie. Here, when I choshefa lie, here, the guy agrees with Shemar on Beryl. So here, it's even better Edus. So therefore, he has no problem. Is Yachazima according to Rabbanon and Tekazer is a kosadik. That you can aid this if you can't have kasher zaman. But according to Shumcha, it's totally in sheker. Here's no shayel of a sheker. No gemara vayte. Finish the gemara off. One more line. Omamar, heim shalom shumah kefil. So Shumcha says the Edom paid the kefil. Now think about this. What I was saying, because the Edom Zayim want mechayivim kefil. You don't want mechayivim two times. Only mechayiv extra one because the gnevi he was chayiv for. He agreed right away. He's taka stole it. That doesn't call that Eim Zayim if something that the guy really did. The only Eim Zayim Mishael is as the Edom Shabbai, as the Kefal Shabbai. But why should Eim Zayim pay a full two? Is pay only one because the Geneva is taka true. It's not I wanted a Mechayiv. He's going to Mechayiv anyway. He's Mechayiv on that Karen. Oh my, Eim Shalom Shabbai Kefal mid the Kamoida the Ganev Karen by Yoshlumei. Since he's Moida, he has to pay Karen. So why should the Eim Zayim pay Kefal? Tony Tashlum Kefal. What it means he pays Kefal, he pays the Hashlama of the Kefal, which means he pays the extra Kefal. That's what it means. He doesn't pay two, he pays the extra one. That's what it means. So the bottom line is, just to recap what we learned today, we had the Moedav Chalkis versus Moedav Knas Vachwa Edom's Potter, Rav and Shmuel. Even for Rav, who says that you are Potter when Edom come afterwards, to effectuate that tour, you have to have a Chiyuv maybe. You have to have a Hoidah, a mysterious Nefesh, that you Chayiv something. Rav Nuna Rechon says, only by Ganev, who is Chayiv of the Karen, do you say that's a Moedav Knas. And the Gemara brought down a Mishnah that's a riot with our Mishnah, and then we're a Brysa, and we're slugged up that riot from the Brysa, and then we're Lema Katanoi. And when he says, no, it's not because the name is about Edus She'i'ata Yochel Lahazim. And that was the recap of Daf Ayin Hey on my base.